Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, you always want to win on Seniors Night, and that's the setting tonight for Richard Hurt's Maroon and Gold as they host the Franklin Central for a Conference Indiana game at 6 o'clock. Northsiders swept Court in Central over the weekend. The senior class now, well, looking to step up yet this season. Well, still a lot of games left this month of May. Two in particular, two Cougars have been doing it in opposite ways, Dan Morgan and Taylor Hoke.
Well, Taylor, again, is one of the players that's a senior that has not had a great deal of varsity experience. He mostly did our courtesy running last year for the pitcher or catcher. But as far as playing in the field and the bats, not too many. But this year he's coming in. He's the fastest player we have in the program. We're trying to utilize his speed by hitting the ball on the ground and some bunts here and there. And he's doing an outstanding job with that. He's hitting the ball through the infield. He's laying the bunts down. And again, if an infielder, if he bobbles the ball, he's going to be safe. Dan Morgan is just absolutely ripping the cover off the ball right now. Very disciplined at the plate, very good approach, hits the ball hard, hits the ball to all fields. So, again, Dan played some varsity last year. He had some varsity at bat. Again, he's having just a tremendous season.
That's Richard Hurt on a couple of seniors getting the opportunity in this their final year to contribute, and they have. Dominic Duke, by the way, expected to get the ball tonight. Yet another senior to toss off of the hill. Blake Heimbaugh and Patrick Ford have also had solid seasons. Don't forget, we have Sports Talk tonight going behind the scenes with IU Athletics Director Fred Glass and IU Rowing with Steve Peterson, and the Reds host Atlanta Game 2 of its series tonight, pregame at 7 o'clock. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, add them up. 11 home matches out on the Yeagley pitch at Armstrong Stadium this fall, and as it's been for years, one of the most challenging schedules in the nation. Two exhibitions, home exhibitions, August 17th, Valparaiso, and Western Michigan, August the 20th. And then the good stuff starts happening. The annual Adidas IU Credit Union Classic opening the night of August the 28th.
Classic, which is the best tournament to start the year. Now, again, we say tournament, we know who we're playing. So it's not the winners play each other on the Sunday, but we have our newest Big Ten rival, Maryland, coming in as our partner, which is a little bit of a change, and so we'll be playing Notre Dame, which I think our fans, to see us play against each other to start the year, is going to be an absolute thrill. And then we bring in perennial power St. John's from the Big East. So you look at Indiana, Notre Dame, Maryland, and St. John's, you won't find more eyes in the country looking at that.
Well, that's Hoosier men's soccer head coach Todd Yeagley. And I tell you what, it's an early signee incentive for you season ticket holders. You fans can purchase, if you do, your season tickets before July 1. You'll be entered into a drawing to win an authentic men's soccer jersey. IU Athletics Ticket Office by phone or online at iuhoosiers.com. By the way, only $27 for the 11 home games, the season ticket package for adults. Well, a little bit later tonight, we'll have an IU theme as we'll go behind the scenes with Vice President, Director of Athletics Fred Glass, and talk rowing with Steve Peterson ahead of the Big Tens out on Eagle Creek this weekend in Indy, and the Reds Atlanta Game 2 tonight from the Great American Ballpark, the pregame at 7 o'clock. I'm Joe Smith.